Millions of lives could be saved globally by taking three key hygiene measures to prevent diarrhea and other infections. That's according to a new report just published by the International Scientific Forum on Home Hygiene, the IFH. The report puts the focus of hygiene firmly on the family and the home, and when I called the forum's chairperson, Sally Bloomfield, of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, she told me about their targeted approach to avoiding infection.
What we're saying is that hygiene in your home and your everyday life is not about searching out where germs lurk and then getting rid of them and thinking, well, now I'm safe. What we've really got to start thinking about is in terms of the fact that germs come from specific sources. People who are ill, from the food we have in our homes, from our domestic pets. And those are circulating all the time in an invisible way, such that when circumstances combine, we become infected. And what good hygiene is about is targeting the key routes that they use to circulate around our homes. Things like our hands, hand contact surfaces, food contact surfaces, and the cleaning cloths that we use, and making sure that we treat those to decontaminate them such that the germs can't spread further so that we become infected.
So by a targeted approach, you mean you're going for the real villains and you're leaving the things which may do us no harm quite alone?
We can't separate good bugs and bad bugs. What we can do is separate those areas of our home where the bad bugs are most likely to be found, and that, as I said, are our hands, hand contact surfaces, food contact surfaces, and cleaning cloths. Places like the floor, although they look dirty, they very rarely have germs on them, organisms that can harm us. So it's about, you know, getting rid of our fear of dirt and focusing on those sites and surfaces which are actually the superhighways for spread of those organisms that harm us.
Now, some of what you're saying right now, it can be distilled into your three-point approach, I seem to see as part of your report here. Can you explain these three important points?
Well, the first is that we need to focus greater attention on promoting hygiene in the home, because obviously treatment of infections once we've got them is a very expensive healthcare cost. So preventing infection in the first place is intrinsically a more sustainable approach than treatment. So we're calling for more emphasis on developing and promoting hygiene. The second is what I've already alluded to, which is that we need an effective approach to hygiene, one that really works, one that understands that hygiene is about blocking the transmission of germs, stopping them from spreading around our homes, not trying to sterilize our homes, but knowing what are the superhighways like our hands and preventing the spread of germs.
That's the targeted bit.
That's the targeted bit. That's what we're calling targeted hygiene.
And the third bit?
Well, the third bit is that at the moment, one of the problems we face is that hygiene is fragmented. In most countries, the different aspects of hygiene, like hand hygiene or food hygiene or care of people in the home who are vulnerable because they're sick, is under the direction of different agencies, which means that the public are getting different messages from different groups. And people tend to get confused as to what's going on here. What we really need is a more family-centered approach. We need the agencies to get together and say, look, you know, these are the ways that germs are spread around the home, and these are hygiene codes that you can then adapt. Because something like hand hygiene is central to everything. It's central to respiratory hygiene. It's central to food hygiene. So it really isn't logical to have the messages dealt with quite separately.
That was Professor Sally Bloomfield of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and the International Forum on Home Hygiene. For Audio News from the London School, I'm Peter Goodwin.